own father was seen among sinners, they never counted him as one. For 3 years, you have been finding Christ. You have not seen him. You have not found him. You have not sought for him. You are pretending to be searching for him. I don't know. How are you feeling? Are you feeling great? Some of you will say, Pastor is not energizing. It's not, the energy is not there. There's no amount of energy that you can preach to beat someone's soul. You speak to people's soul, you don't fight it. The change begins with you. I love it when I hear people tell me testimonies like, man of God, I pray for someone who is sick and the person got healed. It gives me joy. It shows that it is sinking. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray in tongues. 1 minute in tongues. Pray in tongues. In Jesus' name. Can we come to a point in church when we stand and see that we are late to church, we will start jogging? Can we come to that point when you check the time and you know it is late, you start jogging and people look at you, fine girl, handsome guy, you are sweating and you enter the church and you say, Father, I'm sorry that I'm late. Can we come to that kind of church once again where the hunger burns in us? When the church is no longer a physical building, that men can come and though the church is locked, they will stand outside and they will start praying in the spirit. Can we come to that radical faith that when the church closes, you say, no, 20 minutes more of prayer. But we are at the point, at the verge of losing a lot of things. I'm happy none of my church members is wearing a mask for coronavirus. Shows they understand. Can we come to the church whereby the kids in your area, because of you, praise in tongues? Can we come to that point when people are attracted to be around you because you share the word of God? My calling was very funny. I started preaching the gospel in my office. I think every Thursday, every Thursday. I will gather. I was not a pastor, but I want to preach. I will gather them, they will sit. I have something like an altar. We don't do any work that day. We just preach the gospel. I think it's from 12 to 3. I will just be preaching to 4 or 5 people. And while we are preaching, prophecies will be coming. I'm not a pastor. I have no intention of being a man of God. And yet God was speaking. To me, I just want to be a good Christian. How many of you can call, man of God, please, I want to go for evangelism. But what should I tell a person that is sick? What should I tell? Man of God, they ask me this question, what is the answer? You don't ask questions, you still don't know. And when they ask, you be like, we have not been taught. From now to the rest of your life, you will never know the whole Bible. But the little you know will be enough to stand you. In your eyes, John 3:16 is the easiest verse. In the realm of the spirit is the most powerful verse that existed. For God himself so loved himself, the world that he created, that he gave what? Giving an offering. He gave who? His son, his only begotten son, himself. That whosoever believe for you will not die for you, but have everlasting life himself. When you hear everlasting is God, when you hear eternal is God, when you hear love is God, when you hear Christ is God, when you hear him with a capital letter is God. That's why you don't say he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the Alpha Omega. The reason why your name has a space is not because, it's because in the realm. Thank you, Jesus. Can we preach something else? Just, can we preach something else? Romans 10, 8 to 10. Romans 10, 8 to 10. I read. In fact, it says, now let's start from verse 5. For Moses writes that the law way of making a person right with God requires obedience to all its commandments. According to the writings of Moses, in order for you to make heaven, you must obey all the commandments and never break even one. According to the law of Moses, if you lie once, you will never enter heaven. According to the law of Moses, if you lie once, even though you sacrifice all the animals in this world, you will not enter heaven. For Moses writes that the law way of making a person right with God requires obedience to all of its commandments. But faith way, so we have the Moses way, that is the law way, then we have the faith way. Are you following me? But faith way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, we will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth. And don't say, we will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back from life. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The only way to make heaven is by saying these words. It's funny. So your purpose on earth is not about making heaven. Because this alone allows your name to be written in the book of life. Your purpose on earth is to fulfill the mission you were sent. It's in that purpose that your fulfillment will come. Before a man calls somebody and say, I'm sending you to Lagos, what are the primary things you give the person if you're sending him to Lagos? What are the primary things you give to someone if you're sending him to Lagos? If you are sending someone to Lagos, what are the primary things you give the person? Mention like 3 or 4. Money, that is, you see, you know, which kind of money? We have transport, we have feeding, we have, which one? Generally, money, what else? Address, good. Now let's deal with all of them randomly. The first thing is what? You say money. So when God calls you, he will provide for you. When you talk about money, you talk about provision. Because through money, you buy what you need. So God will provide a path for you. The next thing you talk about was address. Destination, the place where you originated from, the charity begins there. Your family house. Your reflection of light starts from your family house. Next. Accommodation. Your place of staying is in Christ. He brings himself and hosts you. If you send a man to Lagos without an address, without money, without a place to stay, and the man calls you and say, I'm in Lagos, he's lying. Praise the Lord Jesus. If you openly declare that Jesus is your Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. That is the teaching I'm coming in now. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. See, when they say openly declare something in your heart, because I'm going to teach you about right and wrong. It's by openly declaring that you are saved, that you are actually saved. By confessing that Jesus is Lord, that you're actually saved. The reason why most of us are always attacked by demonic things is not because Christ has not paid the price. It's because what our mind connects to is affecting us. Someone who reads fairy tales will live in the life of fairy tale. Someone who watches horror movie will live in the life of horror. Have you ever wondered how you started being afraid of the dark? Our parents made us afraid of the dark. Our brother, our siblings made us afraid of the dark. When you get to a certain age, they'll tell you, Bata ni muna. They try to scare you. They try to scare you to prevent you from staying in the dark. But they're actually planting the seed of fear in you. And you grow up knowing that the dark is a dangerous place to be. And when you want to sleep, you turn on the lights because you're afraid. Not knowing that when the light is on, you are very vulnerable. Are you seeing the manipulation? You lie down to sleep. Mommy, on the lights. Why? I'm scared. Then you on the lights. Then when the demon comes, he doesn't need to invoke any spirit to see you. He goes straight. Shh. Our parents project that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The way we think is the most important thing in our life. The way you think matters. The thing you feed your mind on matters. See, whatever a man, they say, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. So if I think I am afraid, I will forever be afraid. Whatever you see from your eyes of imagination is what happened to you. In the realm of the spirit, it's like a fantasy. You imagine it comes to you. There is nothing that was created on earth without it first existing in an imagination. Before this fan came to existence, someone thought of it. Then after thinking of it, he designed the structure of how it will look. That was why they have different capacity of it. The bigger the capacity, the bigger the fan blades. Before you existed, someone thought of you. And from his own imagination, he made you. Have you ever wondered why you can put 5-10 bulbs at the same time? The same quality, the same design. And when the current is so high, all of them do not blow at once. Only maybe or two or three bulbs. And the other remain. What happened? They are the same quality. Right? The same quality. It's what you see. Everything seems the same. But there's something peculiar about them. You are not sent in this world to be a spectator. You are sent to be on the standing front. I don't know why the Lord is pressing it on my chest to pray. I don't know why he's been pressed on my chest to pray. Can we be on our feet? The Lord is pressing it heavy on my chest to pray. And it is funny, I don't know what the Lord wants us to pray. But can we begin to blast in tongues?
Until I'm deeply lost with you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until I'm deeper in lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until I'm deeper in lust with you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. My whole life is yours, Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. My whole life is yours, Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now.
Hi.
My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. My whole life is yours.
Hi.
Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. I tell ya, Holy Spirit, take over now. Hey, la baida sokopai. My whole thought is yours.
Holy Spirit, do what you want.
Sin on the Holy Spirit, take over now. my Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. My Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. Oh, my Yahweh. My Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh.
In Jesus' name. Listen, the Lord said, ladies, the ladies here, please pay attention to this. The Lord is about to release a new dimension of revival in the life of the ladies here present. The Lord took me in the spirit, and I saw people preaching with great fire. I saw people meeting, encountering people while on the streets, and they are preaching the gospel to them. I see a birth. I see a birth where people develop strong confidence. The Lord is showing it to me. When we begin to pray, you ask God for the power of that grace to preach with strong boldness to anybody. I feel a strong anointing. Whoever you want to preach to, stand in front of that person. Don't worry of what you will say. The Lord will bring it to your mouth. We are coming to the dimension where you will be fully empty and God will be fully you. It will be like you are living, but God is living in you. You only be a building, God will be the occupant. The prayer is, Father, give me power to preach with boldness and authority. He will give it now. 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 Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray, pray, pray. My lover, oh my lover, oh my lover, my lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. My lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. My father. Oh, my fire. Oh, my fire. Oh, my fire. My fire. Oh, my fire. I see it. I see a gentle dove. I see it. It's like a dove. It's resting. It's the Lord is bringing forth virtue. I see a restoration of virtue. I see God restoring virtue. I see virtue, 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 virtue.
Oh, my lover. Oh.
lover, my lover, oh my lover, oh my lover, oh my lover, my master, oh my master, oh my master. Oh, my master.
Father, let it rain down upon them. Change their hearts. A new heart. A heart that burns for your desire. Change their hearts. A heart that burns for their desire. I see virtue be restored. The Lord is saying, I will restore them to the fullest. And they will be spotless in my eyes. He said, my grace is sufficient for them. He said, henceforth, send them. Henceforth you are sent. Henceforth you are sent. Henceforth you are sent. You are the carrier of the word of the Lord. Power. Power. Power.
It is raining. It is raining. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is raining. It is raining. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is raining. It is burning. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is burning. It is burning. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is burning. It is burning. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is burning. It is burning. Yeah. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is burning. It is burning. There is fire in me. There is fire in me. It is burning. It is burning. Holy fire. Burn upon my altar from within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar from within me. Spirit, you take over.
Holy fire,
burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy fire. Burn upon my altar.
If in your spirit, as you are here, the Lord has ministered it to you, to come forth and carry this fire. That you come forth. I will anoint you with this oil. And you will enter a dimension. First, pay attention. The Lord said, I've restored your virtue. And he said, I've restored it to the fullest. And the Lord said that he has sent you. So if you accept it, the tax to be sent, come forth. And when you come forth, while you are coming forth, we pray in the spirit. Something is going to happen in your life. It means you start living a kind of life that pleases God. If you are ready, come forth.
Continually set my heart on fire.
Don't come because others are coming. Come because
set my heart on fire.
You want a new kind of power and new
that
kind
I
of
will burn till the day is done.
It's more like you are being commissioned today. And you are being sent as the 12th.
Set my heart on fire. That I will burn till the day is done.
Please stand like this. And pray in tongues.
Continually set my heart on fire.
This oil was a drop on your forehead.
Set my heart on fire.
A power
that I
from
will
most high will come upon you.
Days.
It is not a must you fall to receive power.
Continually set my heart on fire.
But the Lord said he's restoring your virtue.
Set my heart on fire.
He said he has restored your virtue 100%.
That I will burn till the day.
Once this oil touches your forehead, you are sent.
Set my heart on fire.